If there is one thing for certain, then we know that things change. And usually things change in seasons and rhythms. And we know this. So why don't we take account for it in our daily lives? At least I don't. Today, I want to talk about different changes as our season is changing and different ways that I am just needing to deal with that because I feel like I've just been avoiding it and it's just time to deal with it.
Welcome to the Homestead Challenge podcast, where we will finally figure out how to make homesteading work in this modern world. I'm your host, Brittany, kind of crunchy mom and fellow modern homesteader. I've walked the path you're on, navigating burnout, overwhelm, information overload, serious lack of time, and uncertainty of where to even start. But I've also discovered a way to integrate homesteading into my modern busy life. If you're itching to kick off your homesteading journey on your terms, you're in the right spot. In each episode of this podcast, I'll be dishing out quick and straightforward homesteading tips, sharing home management systems, and providing modern solutions that fit seamlessly into your suburban lifestyle. Ready to turn your homesteading goals into a reality? Join me, and together we'll navigate the world of homesteading in a way that suits our lives. So grab that sourdough starter from the back of your fridge, girl. It's time to rise.
Today was the solar eclipse here in Northeast Ohio, and I'll be honest, I'm a huge nerd, but I like was not nerding out on this at all. Like, I was excited to see it, I planned on seeing it, got my glasses early, like all the stuff, but I have not been like super into researching it, anything like that. But I saw it today, and it was really cool. I like screamed like a little girl for a second when it actually happened, which is not in my nature, actually. So that, you know, it was just really cool. I don't know why. I don't know why I wasn't into it, but I'm glad that I saw it. It was very awesome. But what it got me thinking about was different cycles and definitely wanting to learn about, I want to learn more about the moon phases and things like that. Not necessarily in a spiritual way for me, but I just do feel like it affects things somehow. I don't know. It definitely does. I don't know. But no matter what you believe or what you like to know, know that spring is here. And if you have a homestead, you likely have a garden. And that means that garden season is pretty much here. Even though I can't really plant much here yet, it's kind of go time. Like, I need to build my garden beds so bad. I'm mostly planting it directly in the ground, but I need to top it off with topsoil, get some of the grass out, like, just, I need to deal with it. So, as the time is changing and as it's lighter at night, I am feeling like, okay, my routines are not working anymore. And I just didn't want to admit that because I had worked so hard to build these routines that were working so well for me all winter long. I felt on top of the world. And then as the spring has started to approach, I'm feeling like I'm letting go in a lot of different areas and then not actually doing other things. But I do think that it's really possible to be able to do all the things that I want to do right now. I just need to make adjustments. And change can be so hard, but when we're not willing to change our systems, it's gonna be harder. Like, even my kiddo's sleep routine has changed with this. And with that, I no longer get my morning time to myself. And that's when I plan to have my, like, solo time, read, whatnot, and I'm not getting that. So then I'm getting really angry when I'm not getting that time. And it's just not feeling possible for me right now to wake up that early when they're not sleeping at night. So I don't really want to get up at 5 by myself. And then anyways, they've been waking up at 5:30. So I just am skipping that for now. But I could instead of just being angry about it all the time, switch my solo time when I want to read to the evening or nap time. I work then usually, but whatever it might be. And the same goes for getting a little frustrated when I don't get my cleaning time in, getting frustrated when I am not getting out into the garden. Okay, Brittany, well, your word of the year was ownership. I'm talking to myself here. Let's just take ownership of our schedule, right? Like, let's change that. Why are we not changing that? Instead of worrying about doing things at the time that I had been doing them, let's just change the times. Like, it can be done. And if you are interested in getting a hold of your routine for this season, definitely check out my 5-day totally free time management challenge. Just go to thehomesteadchallenge.com/time and sign up. You will be given a prep day so you can prepare yourself for the 5 days ahead. And then from there, you'll get a different email every day with a video of me talking about how you can get your routine solidified so that that way, once that's solidified, you can add in this other stuff. Like if this is your first year gardening, or if you want to add in more stuff to the garden this year, or with your gardening this year, you want to add in cat canning. All of these things take time. So you need to figure out your life and your schedule before you can add the other things on, or you're going to probably get burnt out, speaking from experience. So I truly think that we can get it done, but we just have to be willing to change. And I'm not even against change. I just maybe was mad that I was like, yes, I had my routine finally working. Yay. I have a 2- and 4-year-old. Duh, Brittany. Like, yeah, things are going to change. They change all the time. And we just need to come to grips with that. And I think that that's totally okay. And, you know, different things change too. Like, you might need to clean different parts of your house if you're tracking in mud. That's okay. Your zones might change if you do zone cleaning. It is okay. That's what I'm going to be changing. Because yeah, I probably don't need to clean the bedrooms as much because we're just barely ever in there at all. So I can probably put those off for a lot longer amount of time, but I'm going to need to deal with the mudroom situation. Or maybe my cleaning zone time is going to be spent outside preparing a garden bed. Totally fine. But I just need to sit down with my pen and paper, put on my big girl panties, and write it out and figure out what's actually going to work for me in this season of life. And yes, this season of life also may need to be more flexible. I know some people have kids with sports. I do not yet. But even like garden projects tend to always take longer than planned. So accounting for some flexibility in your schedule is really important. Like maybe you have a flex day or a rain day when you get things done that maybe didn't quite work out in the rest of the week like you had hoped. Definitely building in extra pockets of time for all of that stuff is going to be super important to just make you feel like you still have a hold of things. Also, meal planning might look different for you in this season because if you're spending a longer time outside, whether you're gardening or just playing outside with the kids or going for a hike or whatever you're doing, it's definitely hard sometimes to come inside and then feel like, oh, I still have to cook a whole meal. So if that looks for you making crock pot meals, or for you it might be making meals in advance. I personally still like to cook daily. I'm not like I meal plan, but I don't meal prep. I don't like to make food in advance. It's just like, just not my thing. Totally fine if it's your thing, not my thing. I like to cook, but a lot of the time in the summer, I'll make quicker meals. So maybe I'll just, you know, saute up some veggies really quick with whatever kind of meat. It doesn't have to be super complicated, but actually spending the time to sit down and redo this routine, I think is going to be super, super helpful for you. And even if you do have a solid routine down, I mean, things just change so much. And one of the most important things that I've learned is that sometimes you have to let things go. So I actually I'm sad to talk about this. I had a part-time job that I was for a wonderful company that I had worked for in the past, and I joined them again, and it was a wonderful time, but I learned very quickly that my capacity, not quickly, I worked there for a few years this time, but I learned that my capacity just is not there in this season. So I unfortunately had to let that job go because I am a perfectionist. I am a recovering perfectionist. I'm so much better than I used to be. But when it comes to my work, I like things to be on point, and they just really weren't. So I was feeling bad about myself. I felt like I just couldn't give my all, and I felt like that company, because they are so wonderful, needs somebody who can really give it their all. And I would like to give this project, my podcast, and the blog all of my attention when it is my work block time. So for me, right now, I'm going to be adjusting my work blocks, which is kind of exciting because I'm going to get more time for the podcast and the blog. So hopefully that means a lot more content for you coming shortly, especially on the blog. Very excited about that. Very excited to get back into writing again and taking photos and all of that, getting cool recipes out for you. Very excited. It is a little sad because I love that company, but it just had to change, and that is okay. So with that being said, I am going to relook at my schedule and my life. And honestly, I don't like to watch videos of myself, but I might go through my workbook that I created for the time management challenge and really try to figure out what I'm going to be letting go of in this new season and just brain dumping all of the things that I actually want to be doing right now in this new season as we approach longer nights, gardening, all of it. So I really hope this gives you some encouragement to take a look at what needs changing in your life and know that it is absolutely okay to change routines, and also know that maybe you have a solid schedule right now, but please know that things will change. Until next time, friends, we'll talk to you later. Hey, thank you so much for joining me on another episode of the Homestead Challenge podcast. I hope our time together has empowered you to take meaningful steps on your homesteading journey. If you've enjoyed our conversation and found value in today's tips, please take a moment to leave a review on your preferred podcast platform. Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps others discover the podcast. Let's keep the conversation going. Connect with me on Instagram. You can find me at Brittany L. Gibson. The link is in the show notes. Share your favorite takeaways from the episode, ask questions, or suggest topics of what you'd like to hear in the future. For an even deeper dive into the homesteading community, join our Facebook group where other suburban homesteading mamas share their experiences, ask questions, and support each other on their unique homesteading journeys. Just search for the Homestead Challenge community on Facebook and request to join. Remember, every small step on your homesteading path is a victory. Whether you're nurturing plants on your windowsill or mastering the art of sourdough, you're making a difference. Keep at it. Until next time, let's watch our homesteads flourish together.